pickup truck and a nigger and get out here and haul garbage by Joe's and clean up this town garbage myself.
Is there a mayor now?
Oh, right. Yeah, John Hall's the mayor now. And we have a manless man, but boy, the nigger, I grabbed him a while back. He got in the hospital, and I don't know where he's going to ever be able to work anymore or not.
Yeah.
And right at this time, they don't have anybody. And
does the city provide any services?
Way we've done it, this colored man had his own truck. For the time, we kept it up. And we paid for his gas. And the state pays him. See? For us. And he was getting good money. And our police, they got a police down here now, fellow. But he doesn't work but 40 hours a week.
What's his name?
And I don't know what his given name is. But we got a car. Some way, and the state's paying that man. And it's I guess about it.
Well, could I come back tomorrow morning and talk with you?
Yeah. I haven't got anything that I know of that I'll be doing. I'll be around the house. I'm going to get out there. You won't be here for about the time you were this morning, will you?
Not unless you want me to be. You
don't. Oh, no. Reading that says what I did. I thought I might get out there soon in the morning. And I planted the right wire for a row of watermelons, and I don't see them up. Now, I scratched down.
What kind?
Charleston grape.
Good.
Great. And I'm going to plant another hill just about that close to the other one.
Yeah.
And so when it rains, then they come up where I can thin them out as like I want them.
Yeah.
But I scratched down there this morning. I saw a little sprout on one like that. Well, I planted them last Friday, but a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And they were starting to put down in the moist dirt. Now, I've got some corn out there that's shiny. And it's a row of watermelon about 70 yards long. So I bought some more seeds yesterday, and I'm going to get out there. And it won't take me for a little while, but I just replant the row of doggone thing. Farming is a big business, and you have seen many changes made in the last 30 years. Times are constantly changing. 60 years ago, women wore hoop skirts, cotton stockings, high button shoes, and frill cotton underwear. They did the cleaning, washing and ironing, raised big families, went to church on Sunday, and were too busy to be sick. Men wore whiskers, square top hats, flannel underwear, chopped wood for the stove, bathed once a week, rode in buggies and in bicycles, went in for politics, worked 12 hours a day, and lived to reach a ripe old age. Stores burned coal, they used oil lamps, carried everything from a needle to a plow. They trusted everybody, never took inventory, placed orders for a year in advance, and always made money. To wit today, women wear no stockings, an ounce of underwear, dye their hair, smoke, paint, play bridge,